Hello and welcome back to another episode of Full of Energy, an AE podcast, where we talk about workforce development, energy hot topics, and energy policy. I'm your host, Laurie Beth Nix. Today we have a very special episode for you because we have some of AEE's brightest students and young energy professionals, Evan Pierpont and Hussam Almanasir. Why don't you guys give us a quick introduction of yourself?
I'm Evan Pierpont. I'm studying sustainable systems engineering at the Metropolitan State University of Denver, and I am an Al Tooman scholarship recipient for 2020.
I'm Hussam Almanasir. I'm the president of EJUST. I'm studying mechanical engineering in Jordan University of Technology. And I'm also so glad to be a part of AE family.
Very nice. So today I really wanted to pick your guys' brains about the future of energy. Bill recently said, Bill Kent, our executive director, recently said, the future of energy is now and it's up to us to create it. So that is why I wanted to talk to the students today to see your thoughts on how we can create a clean and sustainable future. But before we do that, I want to know what you're majoring in and what kind of job you're looking for once you graduate.
Yeah, so I'm studying sustainable systems engineering. If you don't know what that is, it's like looking at things and how they're interconnected into a larger system of things and how to make those things more efficient. So I derive energy from that. And that's the type of career that I'd like to pursue in the future, is a career in energy, but more specifically about clean energy production and deploying clean energy in a way that we can get like the most effective solutions through policy. That's where I really derive my interest in this field, is policy, science, and technology.
As I mentioned, I'm a mechanical engineering student specializing in the energy sector. I have several options in the energy sector, such as the business development engineer, engineering auditor, or O&M engineer. Each role is essential to the energy sector and contribute to achieve sustainable energy future.
So with that in mind, I'm curious, Hussam, what does a clean and sustainable future look like to you?
Okay, this time the energy sector is facing multiple challenges that require immediate attention. One of the significant challenges is the lack of access to electricity. In some record, there is like 1 billion people have a lack of access to electricity, and other billion people, they don't have enough energy to do their activities. So we can spread awareness about the importance of reducing greenhouse gas emission and adopting clean energy sources. This awareness can lead to change in daily behaviors, such as reducing energy consumption, choosing clean energy sources. And also there's a multiple ways we can address the energy sector challenge. Firstly, the governments and the policymakers should invest in the renewable energy, which will replace the fossil fuels. This will not only reduce the green gas emission, but also it will create jobs and stimulate economic growth. Also, we can consider the energy efficiency and the energy storage, because it's also a very important topic to talk about.
Evan, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Fully agree with Hussam. I think that we should definitely be looking at energy efficiency, deploying clean energy, and looking at the economic benefits and environmental benefits that can come from that. But I also think that sustainability and what a clean future looks like actually goes out of the realm of energy a little bit, and actually looks at lifestyle changes and how to address the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals too. We need to make sure that for us to have a sustainable and clean future, we need to be addressing all of the major challenges that we're facing. One of the things that I think that we should also be focusing on as we transition into more renewables is looking at this cyclical economy where we can derive and reuse the materials that are used in renewable energy technology once they're spent for other applications, either reinvesting them into renewables or creating new products out of them. So a complete cycle and system of reuse and making sure that all of our assets that we have and resources are properly used of.
Thank you guys for your insight on what a clean and sustainable future looks like for you. So I'm curious, as the next generation, what kind of impact can this generation have on the environment if we work together, given the current state of our climate goals and where we are?
We're going to be a generation that's inheriting, Hussam's and my generation are going to be a generation that's inheriting a large problem. You know, we're in the midst of a climate crisis. We're not on the precipice of it. We are currently trudging through it. So that being said, we need a lot of bold and innovative ideas to make sure that we can mitigate the impacts of the climate crisis and adapt to it as well. I think that we can have profound impact. This generation and the generations that come after us, I believe, are some of the most passionate within the realm of energy and driving social and environmental change for the better of our planet. So I know that we'll be able to create large impact, and that can only come through collaboration on a world stage, which I think we as young people have a good hand on, especially through organizations like AEE, making sure that we can have this collaboration with students all across the world. That's been one of the things that I find most fun about AEE, is actually collaborating and talking and getting to know students from around.
Hussam, what about you? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I fully agree with Evan. Also, there's like several ways which we can do it. One way we can promote sustainable practices is like reducing energy consumption, conserving water, maybe using public transport. By doing this, the next generation can help reducing the carbon footprint. They can also achieve through simple actions. It's like simple action. It's instead of using plastic ones, we can use like reusable bags. We also can turning off the lights when we're leaving the room. Maybe we can like taking shorter showers. So it's like simple ways, but it's really adapted on a large scale. Also, we can supporting conservation efforts. As we know, volunteering for organizations that works to protect the environmental is an excellent way for young people to get involved. They can participate activities such as maybe planting trees, participating in wildlife conservation efforts. These activities not only benefit the environmental, but also provide opportunities for personal growth and development.
You know, you guys both talk a lot about holistic change instead of what businesses can do. You guys talk about what the individual can do, which is super important and something nice to highlight, especially because so much of these goals are focused on how companies can reduce their carbon footprint. You guys are talking about actual change from the very common denominator of one person. So I think that's also a big difference of how the next generation is going to really work towards that clean energy future. How do you guys plan to do that in your respective jobs, though? How do you plan to create that clean and sustainable future?
I just wanted to say, too, that although like we look for individual actions and our generation looks for individual actions that we can take, I think that this is in a response to the fact that we have the power to do that for ourselves. It's a lot easier to make an individual change than it is to change entire systems and structures. So because we understand that, you know, this energy and environmental crisis is so dire, The fact that we can make those changes ourselves is really empowering. And it inspires us, at least it did for me, to make larger changes in the systems and structures around me. And I think that in my job, in my future career, I want to be in a position where I can contribute to research and I can contribute to policy that can implement larger sweeping policy changes and that can actually motivate larger change across the nation and across the world. So if we have like a renewable energy technology that's developed in a lab, how can we most effectively deploy that? Because the end user is not really going to be thinking about where their energy comes from. So if I can do that thinking for them, if I can be a part of the process to develop and implement that, I know that I can make the world a little bit better and I can create the change.
Like I'm planning to participate in the awareness thing, because me in my chapter these days we have been given us opportunity. Of course, my role model Sam Rezawayda gave me this chance to participate on organizing workshops on how to connect the energy with other sustainable development goals. So it's about 16 workshops scheduled over the year. It's an excellent opportunity for young people to learn more about how energy is connected to other aspects of sustainable development. The workshops will be like a valuable learning experience for young people, enabling them to gain knowledge and insight into how energy is linked to other sustainable development goals. The discussion will be informative and engaging, providing the young people with the opportunity to ask questions, sharing ideas, and learning from experts in the field. Also, I'm now receiving a training from a company called Arena Education. This training will equip me with the skills and the knowledge needed to deliver information on energy and sustainable development to others effectively. I will also learn how to deliver information like in a simple and easy way to understand, which is essential for engaging with young people and other audience. So after I complete my training, I will be able to start my organization, my workshop. So it will be a great opportunity to share my knowledge and insight to other young people.
So speaking of the workforce and what you guys plan to do when you enter the workforce, what do you want workplaces to know about the younger generations of energy professionals?
Yeah, the workforce should know that the younger energy professionals that are entering it, I'll be graduating this semester, so I'll be entering it very soon here. We're tenacious. We're ready to take on this fight. We're ready to be on the front lines and also affect change and create the solutions that are going to be necessary. We're also able to handle some responsibility. We can take projects under our arms and deliver them in a way that might not be perceptive to the past generations. We have just come out of this this educational environment and this crisis throughout our whole lives. I think we have a very good perspective on the challenges that we're facing. And so because of that, I think we're really in tune to what needs to be done in order to actually accelerate our goals and to get to them. It's important to keep in mind that although we're inheriting this future, we're also borrowing it from generations that come after us. So we need to make sure that we can do our very best to ensure that younger generations from us can inherit something that's not as awful as we have.
The problem in the company, they think that the next generation, they don't have like skills, they don't have ability to do the work. That's why I would like to advise the next generation to start to work on their self, to volunteer during their period at the university, which help them to build their personality, improving their skills, and also having more connections. And also they should work in their social, like LinkedIn. It's very important, because when you apply any internship, any job, the company looks to your profile, see what did you do. So it will help them in their career path.
Very good. And Evan, you mentioned the generations that come after you. What do you want them to know from your experience in the field?
Yeah, well, just as Hussam said, getting connected is really important. I knew that like energy was of interest to me from a pretty early age, but I didn't really know like what my future would look like. And I still don't entirely know like what my entire career will be looking like. But getting engaged as early as possible is very important, I think. Getting politically engaged, but also getting engaged. That's not to say to like start protesting, although that's a wonderful thing to do, but just to understand policy and what's happening around you within the spaces you want to inhabit in the future. Understanding where decisions get made and seeing how you can have an impact or influence on those decisions. You know, doing science fairs and stuff when I was younger, doing Science Bowl here in America was a wonderful way to get engaged in this sort of scientific process of solving these challenges. And so I would really encourage people to take up those opportunities to learn more at any available opportunity around you in university or school to pursue science. And to get connected with other people who are like-minded, get engaged, start talking about issues with your fellow peers, and don't be afraid to reach out to, you know, older people that you know, or collaborate together on solving things together.
I fully agree with Ivan, because the most problem things in the youth is that they are afraid. They are afraid to go, because they think they are not good enough. So when I came to the conference, it's been my first time in AEE, and I was really scared because I never went to some like big conference like that. But I said to me, let's go. It's like one chance in a life. So I advise them to involve in everything they can could go. And yes, that's it.
Yeah, taking risks and putting yourself out there is huge. You have to do that.
I totally agree. And our next set of questions is actually called our rapid fire round, because we are a family at AE, and we love to get to know who you guys are beyond your knowledge of what you do and what you're wanting to do. So I'm just curious, these are a little bit more fun. What are you most looking forward to after college?
Me, first thing, I should like having break for at least 1 month, because the last 2 years, it's very hard to me. Also have vacation, go to the Europe again, because I went there like 5 months, so I'm trying to complete my career there, and also doing my hobbies, sports, etc.
Yeah, I also agree. Having a little bit of a break after school is going to be nice. Even if it is just a month, I'll probably have less than that, just a few weeks. But I'm looking forward to that. I've also been talking with people a lot about waking up to nightmares of having to turn in assignments, and so I'm not looking forward to that. But I'm looking forward to not having assignments. That'll be nice. But eventually, I do end on. I think I will be pursuing grad school, so I'll be back in the trenches doing that. But for now, at least, I'm looking forward to no homework and getting a bit of a break.
Also, I will do something a little bit crazy. So I will, like, when I finish college, I will put alarms at 6 a.m. After that, I will wake at 6 a.m. and close it and go back to sleep again, because I want to.
Oh, yeah.
6 a.m. is a good time, though, I'm not going to lie. So, you know, since you both mentioned vacation, Where is your favorite place in the world to be?
You know, I used to visit my aunt and uncle in Virginia, in the Shenandoah Valley. I really have some great like childhood memories there. So I love Virginia, but my home state of Colorado is also beautiful. And I would love to stay here and to take it all in. Even if it's just another part of Colorado, I think that's a great way to vacation too, doing something fun in this state.
So Sam's going to say Real Madrid Stadium.
Yeah. Because like it's my kids team, because I really wanted to go to there, but I didn't have time. But yeah, after graduation, absolutely, I will go to the stadium and watch a game. And also to visit Spain, because they said it's very beautiful there. The atmosphere there, it's very good.
Okay, and last question, you guys. I want to know what you're passionate about beyond this clean energy future.
I'm a huge video game person, video games and computers. I love building computers. I love playing video games. I played video games competitively. It's something that I have a lot of fun doing. I love the technicality of it. That's a lot of fun. Gets my brain going. I get to click around and press some keys, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, also me, I'm in love with the video games, the PS4, all things. Also the sports, I do always soccer and volleyball.
Well, thank you both for sharing your time with us, especially so close to the end of the semester. Hassam and Evan, you guys have been great. This has been Full of Energy, an AU podcast. We'll see you next month.